This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
California's getting slammed by back-to-back storms. Heavy rain, floods. Forecasters warning there could be hurricane-force winds and mudslides. Power's out for hundreds of thousands of people. Lupita Vital is in Santa Barbara, where she works at a home improvement center.
We run out of sandbags. People are trying to get anything they can get heavy, so to use it as a, you know, for protect the doors and everything.
She did it. Taylor Swift won Album of the Year at the Grammy Awards for Midnights. That breaks the record for most wins in the category with 4. And she had this announcement last night.
My brand new album comes out April 19th.
And there was more drama at the Grammys.
Musician Killer Mike was detained at the Grammy Awards in Los Angeles on Sunday. Killer Mike was having a great day at the Grammys during the ceremony before the broadcast. He won 3 awards, including Rap Album for Michael. He told reporters playing the long game paid off for him.
If it feels like you're slower, if it feels like some other people are reaching the finish line first or ahead of you, don't worry, just keep running your race.
Moments later, he was led away in handcuffs, according to a video posted by The Hollywood Reporter. Los Angeles police officer Mike Lopez says Killer Mike was detained because of an altercation around 4 p.m. inside the Crypto.com arena. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
In Washington, senators have released a bill that combines border enforcement policy with wartime aid for Ukraine and Israel. It's already running into opposition in the House. Overseas now, there were no casualties reported among U.S. troops, but there was a drone strike last night on a base housing U.S. troops in Syria. 6 Allied Kurdish fighters were killed. Experts are worrying that some Americans are running through their savings and running up credit card debt. They say things could get worse for them in the year ahead. This is AP News. Now to a tragedy in Arizona involving a skydiver. The AP's Julie Walker.
Authorities are investigating the death of a 73-year-old skydiver in Arizona. It's the second deadly incident involving skydiving events in Eloy in less than a month. Police say Terry Gardner and 3 fellow experienced skydivers were making their third jump of the day around noon last Wednesday. The group had planned a formation jump from about 14,000 feet. Police say Gardner deployed his parachute, but it never fully opened to slow his descent. Federal authorities are still investigating the January 14th crash of a hot air balloon in a desert area of Eloy that left a pilot and 3 passengers dead. 8 skydivers had successfully jumped from the gondola before the balloon began experiencing problems. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.